What's it, guys? I'm the homie.
I'm the fam.
And this is the squad, bro. This is Homie Hang Week Part 7, bro. We don't know what the title of this Homie Hang Week is yet, but we playing COD. We just chilling. We just talking. Just thought we'd let you guys come along for the ride.
On God.
So tell them what we've done today, bro.
Hey, bro. He got his first fake ID, rite of passage type shit, you know? So that shit was pretty fire.
Damn, you're behind me. So I saw your screen, bro. I looked down and I was like, damn.
So that shit was kind of eventful, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got the fake ID. We smoked some she shit today. That shit was live, you know? Like, type shit like that.
Hookah is strong, bro. That shit, I could not take too many hits. I was getting buzzed as hell.
Nigga, that shit did not buzz me at all.
I was drunk as fuck when we were at Sheesh.
Were you really?
Yes. Well, like, I was drunk at the beginning. Fuck. Fuck are you, bro? What the fuck? Get the fuck away from me, bro. I'm reloading. I didn't even
take a sip. Take two sips, motherfucker.
One sip. I already took me a...
Oh, you already took the first one? Bro, but we're listening to that Sleepy Hollow song, 2055. It's like, really, they just trying to throw my kids in every track. And I'm like, real shit, like, I wouldn't want my kids to smoke, bro. Like,
but I know they probably are. In the future, bro, the drugs are going to be so much worse. Hey, but for real, Vinny, how did we make it here, bro?
Bro, by just keeping in contact. Your ass has been bad about that, but, like, nigga, it's important. Fuck.
No, but I mean, like, even though we kept in contact, how did we stay this good of friends? It don't really make sense. I guess the trips did help. 100%. Dude, that is crazy to think about. In an alternate universe where we didn't have these trips.
Nigga, we probably wouldn't be friends, nigga. I'd probably be like, oh, yeah, that's my high school. Or, like,
you know, yeah,
like,
true.
You'd just be one of those friends who, like, nigga, fell off type shit.
I think we're running, like, in opposite directions. Did you turn around? You fucking ass, dude. No!
Die. Bro, drugs ain't worth it, though. Real shit. You know how much money I probably spent on nicotine, bro?
I could be rich as fuck.
$100 a month, dude.
Spend more than that, bro.
You know, I probably like $100 every 2 months type shit.
No, it's definitely more than that, dog. No, bruh. We gotta finish this cup.
Are you done? Refill your cup.
You refill it.
Okay, cause you're gonna fucking do some gay shit and run around whenever I fucking get up.
No, I'll pause it. Oh, I can't pause it.
Nigga, just stop moving.
I won't. So, bro, like, honestly, the good thing is I know this will definitely not be the worst Homie Hang Week, no matter what.
No, yeah, I'm very happy, I guess, about that.
Like, is this first day has already been better than the entirety of 4? I don't know. So, there was some funny shit that happened in 4, bro.
I mean, there's some funny shit, too, but, like...
But I guess this day has already beaten all of 4. True. Because even if you think about it, we have had a pretty eventful day, bro. Got back from the airport. Going to go get a copy.
We were on the road.
I know. We went on the copycat. We went to the liquor store where we got us hella out. We came back, got fucked up for a little bit.
Fucking thing.
Thank you.
But real shit though, like.
Why did it start over?
Oh, cause it was a draw. We both won. Fuck.
Deadass, dude, how long do you think ago Drew and the Cracker was? Like,
huh?
How long do you think Drew and the Cracker was ago? Like, 4 years?
Bro, probably.
I shot you, bro. I swear I shot you, dude.
Oh, you shot me 100%. But
oh, you didn't die?
No, I didn't. One health, dude.
Oh, shit, that's good.
Oh, what is that? Dr. Pepper Cherry.
With what?
With rum. With your rum.
I don't taste any.
I know. I put like half a grand shot. So that's about.
So 1/4 shot, like, well, my shot, 1/4.
About, yeah. Just, like, half a year.
What, you saw me trying to hit that shit backwards?
Nigga said...
You do that shit all the time,
yeah. Yeah, that shit was gas.
Bro, yeah, Katie, really Katie, for real, bro. Katie bad.
Look good. Flexing on him cause I could. Run up on him with wood. Turn a bag in the good. Bro, we had a fun day. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
No,
fun.
I had a good ass day.
I wish, like, whenever I see you, I just wanna go, like, 100% type shit.
I know what you mean, but sometimes it's good to just chill, bro. Dude, deadass. Okay, what? Okay, let's do this. This is what I used to do at my table when I was, like, young. We would say the best part about our day and the worst part about our day. So, the best part about your day, bro. Like, favorite moment from the day. I'll say smoking cigs at the 7-Eleven, bro.
I'd probably say sheesh was a fun moment.
Sheesh was pretty fun.
Well, because, like, I love Tamor and all. Like, he's not a day one. He's a college day one.
Tamor seems chill, bro.
He's a fun guy. He's a really good guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's probably a genuine person. Although he talks shit, you know what I mean?
No, he seems like a chill.
He's getting molested, all that shit. You know what I mean? It's just, like, some niggas just show they love like that. You know what I mean?
I literally was not even looking at the screen. I was looking at you, bro.
Some niggas just surely love like that. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those guys who would talk shit to your face and not and say good things behind your back type shit. And he's very, like, you know...
He says shit behind your back?
No. He says good things behind my back.
Like, oh, I got you.
Say shit to your face, good things behind your back. Fuck, I don't know if you have IG.
I barely use that shit, bro. I don't have any social media, and I know that's horrible to get, like, bitches and shit. But, like, it's really just better for your mental health not to have that shit.
I don't really see that. Like, I don't see how social media, like, pumps your head over, like, you know?
I don't understand. I mean, it's just, I guess I'm just lazy. I guess that's actually the real reason.
Nigga,
that
so
shit was
gay.
A cool kill. You can't lie, bro. Damn, be careful, bro.
Huh?
Took a big ass goal. That shit was gas. Take a hit, bro. No, take a hit of the flat one. The flat one's better for after than the out kits. Damn. Can't even see you, bro.
Take a sip, bitch. No lie, I fuck with this shape a lot more than this one.
Yeah,
Fuck! I shot you. I should have killed you. Did I not shoot you? Fuck.
Can you think of any cons of Saman? Because I literally can't.
Indecisive, I guess. Like, you don't live with him anymore. But, like, that nigga will say he'll go out and shit, and then, like, never... Like, he flakes, but not, like, flakes.
Oh, were you right across?
Nigga likes fucking, like... I don't know how to explain it. Like, he'll flake on you because his parents make him do random shit. Like, he can't make up his mind. Like, he's kind of, like... Also, like, his friend group, dude. Besides me and Devin and you.
Oh, his friend group's ass.
I don't know why he hangs out with those, like, fucking...
Sure, motherfuckers always have asshole friends for some reason.
He's like a, like, Samantha's, bro, he's literally my cousin, bro. Me and him, like, we have a different kind of relationship, if that makes sense.
We flashbanged or something? Did you flashbang yourself?
I tried to throw it and I missed.
You're retarded. You good?
Yeah, it tastes more like fucking ow.
Alk? Pour some more Dr. Pepper, spin that shit up.
Alright, leave the controller.
How the fuck is my controller moving? Look!
Oh, sick drift. Alright, I finished my bottle.
Dude, there's no way you finish your bottle. I didn't say pour more Alk in there.
I was almost out anyway. One bottle done.
By his side, I know niggas
cat.
Cat bitches lie, came from dirt, can't go back. You can see it in my eye. Chuck, I don't want it so low. Trade that for.
Fuck.
Fuck that shot, man.
You okay? Be honest, bro.
Huh?
I said, you ever just say something and then not have an answer to it?
Yeah, I gotta chill out on drinking for a minute.
I got you.
I feel this shit like,
yeah,
raising up.
Hey, go get some bread. Can you go get us some bread, deadass? If I have just one slice of bread.
For you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting it.
You love me, right?
No.
I would do anything for you, bro.
Suck my dick, then.
Okay, bet. Give me your.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with this shit, nigga. Alright, time to just
break
back and just, like, fucking enjoy life, nigga.
Can we go on Tubi and find a random movie? Damn, that shit rhymes.
No movies, bro.
What are we
just talking, bro.
I got you. Turn on music off, then.
No, we can keep the music on, bro. And then here, let me hit this bitch so we fucking can see shit.
The Eddie tasted like ass. I can still remember the taste. Eddie's always tastes like ass, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why you're surprised by that.
No, I'm not. I just said all Eddie's taste like ass.
I finished the bottle. What about you?
My tummy hurts.
I told you it's not impossible. I'm like, I'm kind of sober.
Hmm?
I'm kind of sober, so look at me.
You know what I do when I'm ever feeling sick? Like, no cap. Like, no snizzy, bro. No schnizzy, bro. I fucking jerk off. When I'm really... If I'm greening out or if I'm too drunk, I jerk off and then it goes away.
Nigga, you know I fell asleep in the shower because I was so fucked up?
Yeah, you told me that. I said, bro, you almost drowned.
This nigga Nick, like... Okay, I was curled up in a ball. You know how my shower has that ledge right there? I put a bottle of shampoo as my pillow. I put bottles and I was holding bottles. It's just pillows. And the hot water was running. This nigga Nick put cold water. I woke up. to change the water back to hot. And I went back to sleep.
Dude, so there was this weird dude that came over to our house one time. It wasn't one of my friends. It was like, I don't remember who the fuck it was. It was like one of my mom's like friends' kids.
Okay.
And he came over there and he stole a whole bottle of baby lotion.
Nigga, that was me.
What?
That was me, nigga.
You stole the baby lotion?
No, nigga, I didn't.
That kid stole
baby. I don't use lotion to beat off.
Neither do I.
Nigga, I'll beat off in the shower and just use like some water. And just...
Okay, never mind. That's weird as fuck. Just water?
Yeah, no,
use water to beat your dick, dude. You're like, a fucking waterbender. You're a waterbender.
What's
waterbender!
Okay, nigga, shut up.
Wait, can I fart for you?
What?
Can I fart? Katie exoskeleton. Katie calories. Katie calorie supplements. Katie's killer coochie. It's a killer because she suffocates dudes with it. Kazakami, bro. I can't even fucking read. I should do it, bro.
I'm looking up some shit we can do.
What do you mean? Like drinking games? Like, what you mean? Drinking games? Drinking games?
Yeah. Okay,
Deadass, bro, can I be honest to you?
What?
If I could have anything in the world right now, which we can't do, I want to go sit somewhere, look up at the stars, and smoke a cig, but we've already smoked another cig, so yeah. Actually, I don't even care about the cig part. I just want to go look up some stars and drink some out. Is there not a roof to this place?
No. You want to play Never Have I Ever or Plead the Fifth?
Okay.
Pick one.
What's Plead the Fifth?
Plead the Fifth is basically like, I ask you questions.
If I say Plead the Fifth, that means I did that shit.
No, I ask you questions. If you plead the Fifth, you have to take a drink for the question.
Well, then I'm never gonna take a sip.
Those questions are supposed to be like stimulating type shit, so
well,
like.
I will answer every question. You know everything about me, bro, so this is.
Okay, how about Never Have I Ever then?
Yeah, we can Never Have I Ever.
No, it doesn't have to be something about you, it's like something like. Like, if your mom and daughter were drowning, nigga, which one are you saving?
My mama.
Your mom?
I don't have a daughter.
No, when in the future.
I know. I literally can't even think about not saving my mama, though.
Nigga, on God, like...
I'm being serious. If my mama... My daughter. I know they live longer and everything, but, like... I don't know. That's a hard... But right now, I don't have a daughter, so I really don't know that feeling of attachment, but I can't even imagine...
Just your, like, order of operations... And here's what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. I know the daughter will live longer, and at that point, I'll probably be like, I don't know, 30. How old is his daughter?
Let's say like 6. Like,
okay,
your mom's.
Mind. I gotta save the 6-year-old.
Your mom's is like. Your mom's what?
I can say both of them.
My mom's going on 50, your mom's 46.
If one of them is 6 years old, I can jump in, throw the fucking 6-year-old, fucking break its neck by throwing it out of the water. And save my mom.
Toss it like a rag.
I can save my mama too, bro. The kid might be paralyzed.
No, but you gotta pick one. You gotta pick one. That's the hard
part. Okay, then if it's a 6-year-old kid, then I'm picking the dog.
Or let's say even 12. Let's say there's a rip current. Because my mom actually, you know my mom actually was in a rip current?
Uh-huh.
My mom was in a rip current a long time ago.
Oh.
And my uncle, like...
Rip current, you mean like bad, like stream?
Huh?
Like a bad stream?
No, like, it was at the beach and there's an undercurrent. And
yeah, gets... undercurrent. My dad got swept away in that shit.
My mom got swept
in
that?
In Wyoming, bro. Imagine how cold that shit was.
How the fuck you get swept in... Nigga, where's the water in Wyoming?
The fucking rivers that come
down. Oh, shit. Yeah, because the hot mountains, water goes one way.
There's a river that comes right behind my Grandpa Wally's house, and my dad said people die there all the time because they get caught in the undercurrents and they never get out. Like, those...
Yeah, no, but the undercurrent is I dealt with one before, and that shit is.
That's why I don't fuck with rivers, bro.
No, rivers aren't bad.
Fuck Red River.
Red River's fun as fuck. Nigga, no lie, I might blow up my fucking toilet in a fat minute.
That ass?
Nigga, I'm feeling the shits.
I can feel that bubbling up, bro. That's what you said during the Homie Hangwick 5 video.
What?
Did I feel that shit bubbling?
Oh, God.
When you were about to shit outside Kareem's school, our old school.
Oh, God, that shit is bubbling, nigga.
Dude, think about, like, we're now, like, it's crazy. Okay, when I got out of high school, like, turn this music off for shit, bro. Okay, we gotta have some dead ass talks, you know what I mean? When I got out of high school, dude, I looked back on it, I was like, damn, like, my life is actually out of the golden years, you know what I mean?
Word.
Everyone, and that's why I made that song, Golden Years.
Yeah.
Because if these are the golden years, then life must be fucking hell, dude.
Yeah, I feel like.
Even though high school was fucking, like, amazing, it was so fun.
High school's mid. Like, I had some...
No, it was fun, but looking back on it, it was way better than when I was in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
College is fun because you get fucked up and you barely have to...
College is fun for the wrong reasons type shit.
Yeah. But when I was out of high school, I was like, damn, bro, I never... You know how when you're watching movies as a kid and it's always based in a high school setting?
Yeah.
You're out of that. You know what I mean? Like, you never... When I watched those high school movies from the 1950s, I feel like they had so much more fun than me because they did back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They actually got to enjoy real life and shit. They always talked to each other. There's no, like, Tinder. There's no, like, fucking vaping and shit. There was, like, actual shit. Life was real back then.
It was.
If I could be born in any era, I think we've talked about this, I'd want to be born exactly the time my dad was. My dad literally had the best lifespan of all time. He was born in 1970, so we got to be a kid through the 70s, a teenager through the fucking 80s, and an adult through the 90s. Think about that. Think about how fucking amazing that is.
Yeah. That sounds hella good, though.
And also, he got to grow up through the best, like, era of music, 70s, 80s, and 90s. That's the best era of music. Like, no, I'm not even, like, I can't even think of, like, new artists are pretty good, and if you're looking for the right things, you'll find it. But it's not the same, bro.
Real shit, like, I wish, like, I don't care what generation I grew up in, as long as my parents are kind of, like...
Hey.
What?
I got a movie for us to watch tonight. We don't have to watch it, like, soon. But when we're going to bed, I want to watch American Graffiti. You seen it? It's literally just a movie about a whole bunch of people go right after high school and they're about to go to college. And it's based in the 50s.
I think I've seen it.
We can watch it tonight. That show will be gas.
Oh, nigga, I've seen this movie.
Bet. Let's watch it.
It's like, they're in cars a lot and they're driving around. Mm-hmm. He's looking for the love of his life, right?
One of them is, yeah.
Yeah, one of them is? Yeah.
We need to watch that show. That show will be gas.
I saw American Graffiti. It wasn't too...
What? No. If you watch it with the homie, because I watched it by myself and I was like, damn, this shit's depressing. Because ever get this feeling when you watch, like, old, or if you listen to that old timey music, like anything from the 50s, 40s?
I don't want to set the world.
If I listen to Stand By Me, oh my god, fire. That movie. Dude, that movie, Stand By Me.
Stand By Me when the night has come.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light I see.
I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long
as you stand
by me. So darling,
stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
So, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand
by me.
Stand by me.
That's actually, I'm being
stand
serious. That, even Mimi talks about this. You know what? Hey, bro, this is one of my favorite moments of all time, and I don't even think you remember. You probably remember this.
Me, you,
Kaden, and Mimi watched Stand By Me.
And Devin was there, I think.
This is at fucking Mimi's house.
I know. I thought Devin was there at Mimi's whenever we watched Stand By Me.
Was he?
I thought so.
Maybe he was.
Or maybe it was,
No, this was Homie Hang Week 3, bro. No, Homie Hang Week 2, I meant. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I remember watching it.
Because we were hanging out with Kate, but we didn't hang out with Kate and Homie Hang Week 4. Kate was gone.
When the night has gone, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should crumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. And darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now by me. Stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me.
That shit was solid in the fucking thing.
Heavy Neat.
Yo.
I would love for you to cover a song.
What?
One of my favorite songs of all time. I would like you to sing it.
Which one?
Nutshell.
Nutshell by who?
Alice James. It's a lot of drawn out.
Chase his pretty lies.
Face the path of time.
And yet I fight this battle all alone. No one to cry to, no place to go home.
Nigga, this shit.
Did you skip it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. I was like, what
gift
the fuck?
Gift of self is rain.
Nigga, that shit said rain. Nigga, we're not.
You say we're not listening to this shit?
I got a better song.
Turn this shit up, bro. Turn the lights off.
Take a drink. No. Hold on. No. So I don't spill the shit, nigga. This is prime spilling time, nigga. We have Tennessee whiskey too.
Turn that light off. I want to completely close my eyes and just listen to you. Wait, turn this shit off.
You used to spend my nights at the barroom.
No, nigga, leave it.
Sing it to me loud, bro.
Liquor was the only love I've known.
Yes, sir.
But
But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom.
The bottom.
And brought me back. Being too far gone. You're as sweet as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy.
Hey, Tiffany.
And honey, I stay stoned.
Yes, sir.
On your love all the time.
Yes, sir.
I've looked for love in all the same old places.
Yes, sir.
Found the bottom of the bottles always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Over as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Hit it with that, right?
You're as sweet. Strawberry wine.
Come back, Timber.
You're as warm as a glass of brandy.
Glass of brandy.
And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
You know the song, you gotta sing it with me.
What song is this?
Drinking Problem.
One more night, one more down, one more, one more ride. First one in, last one out, giving this town lots to talk about. But they don't know what they don't know. People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop.
You gotta hit the note, bro.
People saying that I've hit rock bottom. Just cause I'm living on the rocks. It's a broken-hearted drinking problem. So pull that bottle off the wall.
Oh, okay.
People say I got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking at all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution.
Take a cheers with me, boy.
Last call gets later and later. I come in here so I don't have to hate her. Same old folks, same old songs, same old flutie on. Same old buzz, just because. People say I got a drinking problem. People say I've got it, hit rock bottom.
You mess the lyrics.
Just cause I'm living on the rock. It's a broken hearted drinking problem. Really nigga. So pour them all off the wall. Hey.
I've got a drinking problem.
No problem drinking at all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions.
You know what a good song is that I can sing with?
Cigarettes burn out till all the neon gets turned out.
Wait, I have an idea.
So on
fire, hey guys,
hurts out.
This is only been going for 37 minutes.
Pass a cigarette.
Hey guys, I will see you in a second. No, he's asleep. Let him sleep.
Let him sleep.
Okay, what's it guys? I'm the homie.
Neg here.
That's the fam, and this is the squad. Fucking man.
Yeah, I don't think I can do beer anymore.
This man's... Okay, gotcha.
Like,
it's fine. You chill.
Whenever I'm ready, I'll probably try to take some beer, but I don't
it's fine. You chill, bro.
My stomach is just too
thick. This man's passed out. I don't think he ever got drunk. He kind of got tipsy at, like, a little bit.
He got a little buzz.
So you got a little buzz. Devin got way too drunk. He got, like, it's because of those liquor shots. He took some liquor shots with me. Like,
no, it's also chasers. Beer. He killed a lot of beer.
He did choke a lot of beer.
And, like, he would... Okay, so he's worse than me when it comes to pacing. Because he doesn't care how it tastes. So, basically, like, Devin fucking... doesn't know how to pace himself. He's like a chain drinker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gib, no, don't do that. Zeros.
Okay, gotcha.
I've been at like a 3 or 4. Max was 5. Max is a 5 today, you know.
Take a nick, Rick. But yeah, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I'm having a good ass time on the strip. I've literally just been chilling. Like, I've been the most chill in my entire life. I've
okay, no,
not worried
dude.
About a single thing.
So you far, so I far, this, about. Gib, so far this trip beat Homie Hang Week 1 by a landmine.
Homie Hang Week 1, yeah. 100%.
Or not, wait, 1, fucking 4.
No, Homie Hang Week 4, I think it beats 1.
5?
I think it beats 1.
I think it beats 5.
Not yet, I don't think it beats 5. No, because Paintball. And there was also
Campbell was fire as fuck.
Campfire. We had the fucking we on top of the roof. Remember that moment we sat up on the roof?
If we talked to my dad, we can probably figure out.
If we can stay at Galveston, that would be the most memorable. We need to make memorable shit happen, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We need to make memorable shit happen. We can chill, but let's do some memorable shit.
No, yeah, definitely. Like, if we can go to Galveston, I think that'd be really fun.
If we can't, it's okay, but still, we should try.
No, yeah, obviously.
We can always try.
No, dude, I can't.
Money only?
Nah, fuck that.
Okay.
Hate the DM, Maddie. Fuck, nigga, where were you? I was smaller. No, dude, Matt has seen me more fucked up than I was last night.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because we were pretty fucked up last night.
I was almost on the verge of alcohol poisoning, so imagine how many times I've been wasted.
Yeah, you probably have died. I hope not.
Hmm? Okay. You're not what?
I hope not. You don't throw up. Fuck.
I have 0.5 and I have 0.2. I had a 0.5 BAC last night.
No, you didn't.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
If you did, you'd probably be
Gibbous, bad. Stop fucking blowing fat clouds, bro. As soon as my mom wakes up, she's like, I can't even.
Where's Febreze room?
Nigger, the Febreze is in the car.
We'll go get it. Lock.
2.5, 0.4.
How do you lock in?
Nigga, my BAC was almost a 2.4. I beat you 3 consecutive times in a row.
Sure.
And we probably drank the same, if not more.
Fucking hell.
3 to a 0.33. You lost.
I gotta take it off the
rip. Yeah, no, you're good. Dude, we gotta get some man drunk.
Cool.
Devin's already been drunk. He can't handle his liquor. So it looks like I drank all of y'all under the table today.
No, I'd say we probably drink the same.
Tonight, we drank the same.
Tonight, I might have actually drank more liquor.
You're fucking 6 out of 10, and I'm fucking.
No, I think I have more alcohol in my system than you.
Oh, but nigga, you don't remember that fat pull I took with some man?
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, you did take a big ass gulp. But I'm saying I've drank more liquor than you have.
Oh, no, you have drank more liquor for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I probably have more alcohol.
Or no, you probably had barely more alcohol. Not even anything that's like.
No, but I've almost finished that by myself. You've had a lot of it with me. You've had, like, maybe maybe 3/8. You know what I mean? That's a good way of describing it. Almost half,
yeah.
It would be like a 4 out of 10.
And I'm still fine. Yeah, so just going off of what we feel, like I'm barely at like a 3-4.
Yeah,
my max.
I'm at like a 6.5. I think it's just because I'm sleep deprived.
I lose coordination when I'm drunk pretty easily. Obviously, you've seen that. But other than that, dude, I'm fucking mentally aware.
We should try doing something experimental because we do a lot of like podcasts, but I think we should integrate those into the videos and we should just like put pictures over it. You know what I mean? Because no one else watches this shit. This is just for us in the future. You know what I mean? To put it on the background.
You want to watch music when or make? You want to make music like in after this game?
Like make a whole song? I'm down, dude. I'm dead ass.
I might no real shit. I might get burned out as fuck if I have to edit it.
No, just let's find beats and let's make songs. Me and you.
Nah, I'll go through my beats on my computer.
Yes, okay. Fist
on me.
You don't hear me?
Oh, nigga, I just.
You hear me? Let's just make songs on your own beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll go find a beat and then we'll go make a song. Cause you have some good ass beats. Sing, don't worry, do we have you?
Fist on me. No, I feel all the alcohol trying to come up.
Yeah, I know, I got you.
Oh, little word of the wise, future drunk people. Probably our kids are going to watch this, dude. Hey, real shit. Mm-hmm. Some ancestors are actually getting prettier. Like, in my eyes.
So that's weird to say,
man. It's not weird. This is, like, the most respectful fucking, like, compliment.
Not that kind of way, like a sister kind of way.
No, both. Nigga, I would marry and date my cousin, bro. I don't give a fuck. It's just a cultural thing that y'all niggas have. Fuck. Like, Arab people, nigga, we'd fuck the shit out of our first cousin.
That's weird.
Our family is so big and we grow up with our cousins being siblings.
I know dating first cousins is like an actual natural thing. And it actually really doesn't cause that many problems that you think. It's just higher percentage.
Okay, I said I would fuck a first cousin, and I was capping, nigga. But, like, deadass, I'd cap a, I'd, like...
A cap? You'd fucking shoot a fucking cousin?
No. It'd be third cousin on. Even my dad said third cousins is okay, dude.
Do you have a fucking toenail clipper? Because I have this little piece that's on me, like...
Nigga, sick. I have a razor blade.
No, I can't use my shit. I'm drunk.
How do you know Scream Peaking, bitch?
Look at his screen.
No, I saw Samantha's Tamara today, and she was like, I was like, damn.
I think she's pretty.
If she's not my fucking, like... I don't know.
I just don't see her in that kind of way. She's too...
Even
if it's a man's sister, I'm just saying she's too young. Like,
I don't care. Fuck. No, I know what you mean where you can't see her. Like, here's my two takes, right? Okay, number one. Here's my many takes, right? Number one, Arab, right?
Why do you not think of it in the same way as thinking about Danny?
No, it's Danny is a lot more solidified. Like, and it's also like friendship level. Like, Samantha's like a day one, but he's on a fucking like. Samantha's a day one, but he's not a fucking 0 point day one type shit. You know what I mean?
I feel like you know Samantha longer.
Huh? No, and we're like cousins in law. You realize that, right? Gib?
Yeah.
You know how we're related? Gun knives only. You know how we're related, right?
Oh.
Like my aunt and his uncle are like married, got married, but they were like. Decently close. They're like decently close, so we became cousins.
I'm tweaking, bro. I need to chill out, bro. I need to give me a break off the fucking this shit if I die.
No, but you know what I mean, though. Like
this only.
Shit.
But no, knife only.
Yeah, sure.
Knife only.
I know, I put it away. So like I was saying, like, Arab, so that's already me. Samantha's sister, in terms of, like, me and him will be related. Number three, I already know her. Number four, like, you know what I mean? Let's say one day, because I don't know what'll happen, right? I'm not trying to say I want anything to happen, right? But if something does happen, don't care, by the way. Something does happen, right? I would be content. Like, I know that I'd be, like, not devious. Oh, fuck, nigger. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if she's not marrying me at some point, and she's, like, a sister, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
But if it does, I'll be like, okay, that's the man's sister. And I know damn well, like, no cheating, no nothing's happening. You know?
Yeah, because you would never do that to someone like that.
No, even then, like, you know, I know her... Dude, it's fucking... I don't know, it's just an Arab mentality thing. Let's go in the TV room and make.
We can't go to bed.
We're making music, you fuck nigger.
Okay, we gotta sit down though. You can't lay on the bed. Sit down in the chair. We at least gotta stay up for another fucking hour and 7 minutes.
Wait, how long do we have to stay up till?
An hour, 6 o'clock exactly. We just gotta wake him up, make him take. We gotta make sure he gets to take a shower. So we gotta stop drinking. Because we have to drive him.
He can drive. In the morning, I guarantee you'll be fine.
That's 6 o'clock? How many hours is that asleep? Like 4? 3? No, four. He went to bed at 3.
No,
he went to bed at 3, so he's gonna have 3 hours of sleep.
If you consider his puke state in terms of, like, can he be functioning?
Yes. I think he'll be functioning, but he has only had 3 hours sleep.
He'll be fine.
He's gonna need some food.
We'll get that shit later. Not but it's my sister.
I think I'm done on the drinking, bro.
You still have a beer to finish.
I know I have 2 more beers to finish, but for now, right now. I just gotta chill out. Dude, I'm feeling sleepy, so I don't want to fall asleep, though. We gotta make sure this motherfucker gets to work. I feel responsible.
Nigga, we're never responsible. It doesn't matter. Oh, fuck. Oh, never mind.
I'm too fucked up, bro. I can't fall asleep, bro. I gotta be doing something. What are we gonna do?
This is charged.
Bet.
Music.
We're making music?
Yes.
Bet, hell yeah. Let me just go and be in mode. Hey, can you take this controller out of my hand before I drop it?
It's fine.
It's about to drop.
I don't care.
Good day.
I don't care that bad.
Okay.
Lee, one right at you. Fuck, I didn't bring headphones, so listen to the music like when you're recording type shit. Do these have a wire?
They should.
No. Was this a Vuse charger?
That isn't, yeah.
No, this was an extension.
That is not the same charger as that headphones. You need to find you a headphone.
Oh shit, I'm taking this back, girls. Nigga, you said you're not going to bed.
I'm not going to bed. I'm fucking laying down so I don't feel sick.
So I don't think I have an aux here.
Just plug it up to this speaker. Oh, but we need to be able to hear ourselves to record.
Yeah.
You can find some like cheap ass headphones. It doesn't matter.
Let's see. This will work. Devin drank way too much tonight. That's coming from me.
Hey, go check on him real quick.
Oh, word. Here, give.
No, you got it, bro. I'm not moving right now. I'm chilling.
Come
fucking. I'm awake.
No, nigga, I know.
I am not sick. I'm not, dude, I'm not moving. I don't want to go sick. I was moving around a second ago. My stomach was sloshing. You know what I mean by sloshing.
Nigga, my asshole just sloshed.
Go check on Devin.
I know, pussy boy.
It's 5 o'clock, check him on 5, and then we should be able to check him on like 5:30. Just go and fill his back, make sure he's breathing. If we have to call the ER to save his life, I'd way rather get in trouble for him to survive, you know what I mean?
No, obviously.
It's our homies' lives are our lives, you know what I mean? I'm for you guys, you know what I mean? I want to be successful so I can hang out with you guys.
On God, I would get molested by my parents every fucking day if it means that one of y'all niggas didn't fucking die.
I would rather fucking my parents be disappointed in me.
Not on God, if my parents like caught us drinking or we had to like call an ambulance for Devin or some shit. They wouldn't even be mad that we called an ambulance. Or whatever, they'd literally be mad that we drank without telling them. Well, my dad would. My mom would probably be mad about everything.
That's just how moms are, you know what I mean?
Word. Alright, nigga, come here.
You have to go check my mail first.
I know.
After you get all the shit set up, like, prepared, I'm looking at the beat from here, and then we're looking at the beat. I'm gonna go. Go check on that real quick.
Alright, let me get my computer up. Let me do everything but
you. He could be dying right now on the floor. You don't have to rush it. Do it meticulously. Do it like it's a Pixar opening. Like you're doing that shit beautifully. You know what I mean?
I know.
Huh?
I know.
Do that shit magically. Do that shit like it's beautiful. No. You're not doing so much artistic value into it. Do it suave. If you have to move beautifully, move beautifully.
Nigga, shut up. Niggas just yapping.
Where the fuck my other sock?
Down
over there. Vinny, is my sock over there?
I don't know, nigga.
Look on the ground. Is it over there?
Every night.
Where's my sock?
Somewhere.
Look on the ground. Vinny, look on the ground for me. Vinny, look at the ground. Just move your eyes to the ground. Oh, it's right there. Can you pass me my sock? It's on the ground.
Hey, Gabe, we have a dilemma.
What?
So this thing... So my issue with this thing is that you can't fully plug into the head phone.
What do you mean?
The fucking aux.
As long as it plugs in like 3/4 of the way, it should work.
I'm thinking we fucking cut this plastic off so I'm in the metal shell so it can fit into this hole that's right here.
I don't think that's gonna work.
No, it can. Because look, it only goes in that much.
And that should work. It's just you're gonna have to be very delicate about it. If it doesn't work, then damn. You're gonna have to do some surgery on that shit. Hear it?
No.
Is it not working?
No.
Or has it even loaded yet? Just go to your beats. Why are you on YouTube?
I'm just trying to play a song to see if it'll...
Look, there's no internet, so just go to your beats.
No, it'll connect to the internet. That's not the issue. The issue is that this thing won't fit in. Gib.
Yeah. There's knives in this room, right?
I don't know. Should be.
Why can't you be like Grant and have like 50 knives?
Cause Grant is fucking a nigga trustation.
I was singing a song about how much I love you, bro. The need is a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You're just gonna have to find another wire, bro. You have to have enough wires.
I don't have another wire. No,
you have to find, there's in some drawer in this fucking room, there has to be a wire or some type of headphones.
Even if you have those bud headphones, those will work.
Huh? Even if you have bud headphones, those will work. Where those, like, shitty bud headphones. I know there's some shitty bud headphones somewhere.
Where would it plug into?
The jack. I'm talking about those old buddy shit headphones. The ones that use the aux. There's, like, 50,000 of those.
I have the headphones.
Not the white ones. The white ones don't... You don't have an adapter. Well, unless yours doesn't have an adapter. I bet yours does.
No, I don't have a fucking dongle.
But no, you would need a reverse dongle for what you need.
Let me get a knife.
We're checking down a little bit.
Surgery on that shit. Hey, should you video this shit? Where's my phone?
Huh? It's over there.
Hey,
what?
Get it so you can. Where's my phone?
Right here.
No, don't cut yourself. You're gonna cut your finger. I'm looking at you right now. Vinny, move your finger. No, move. Vinny, move your finger. Down. Move it farther down. Vinny, you're gonna cut your finger.
This knife isn't sharp enough to cut my finger. Okay. Nothing.
But if you put enough pressure, you can cut anything. Do not cut towards your brain.
I know.
I'm not gonna cut that. You're gonna have to like slice. No, put it down on the table and cut like that, like a saw. Cut all the way around.
What do you mean?
Have you done this shit before?
Yes, I've cut wires before.
And it works?
It should.
Did it work?
When I did it, yeah.
Or are you being serious?
Yes.
I don't believe you. If this shit works, props on you, bro. Just don't cut the metal. Don't cut the metal.
I know.
You should have put... Oh, shit, you bent it.
No, I didn't.
It's gonna work at all, but I'm not a handicap, but you.
chance of me getting pregnant than that shit working. If that shit works, I'm getting pregnant tonight.
By me.
Yeah, by you.
Oh, God.
But guess what? That's not gonna happen, because that shit's not gonna work. There's no way that shit is gonna fucking plug in that headset. Fucking work. Unless you fucking haven't tried it yet. I don't even know if you actually even tried trying something.
No, I did. Yes,
Dead ass.
Yeah.
Wanna hear it? Fuck that shit up. It ain't working. Wait, it's not working.
I know. Hold on. Okay, it connects for a minute and then disconnects.
So you gotta like cut it, I guess, shave some more.
No. I think it's this cord. This cord gives me issues.
Second.
doing while you're doing it to the podcast and understand, because I'm also closing my eyes.
I'm looking for the cord.
What kind of cord?
USB.
It's down below. It's the black one.
This one?
You have a black cord and a USB-C.
No, no, it's a small USB-C.
Let me see. No, it's USB-C. It's down there. It was charging up vaporware.
Not that one. I had it plugged in here, and the shit didn't work, so I said, fuck it.
And I put it somewhere, and I lost it.
There's a whole bunch of cords everywhere. There's USB-C right here.
Not that one. I know which one I'm looking for. It's this one.
That's not USB-C.
No.
And this?
Oh, USB-C.
Is it this?
I found one.
Can I turn off light now?
No.
Why?
Oh, it's working now. Yeah, you can turn it off. Wait, no. Hold on.
What kind of vibe are we going for, Young Entrepreneurs Part 2? I think we should change the name of it for the album, like how we feel at that moment. Should we call it the,
It's called I Have to Piss and I'm Really Drunk.
Do you want to call the album I Have to Piss and I'm Really Drunk?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. We'll name it after we're done with it. First song, what do we fucking think about it? We'll find the beat first.
Oh shit.
Don't pull on that shit, man.
This computer's literally on its last leg.
Ebony, would you do the same shit for me, bro? If I had to wake up at 6 in the morning, would you stay up?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Even if he misses one day at work, he's not fucked.
I know, but still, I want to make sure.
You don't want him to be fucked.
It's because it's our responsibility. We're the ones that convinced him to get fucked up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did encourage him to drink a lot more than he should have.
So I have responsibility.
Take the light off.
No, you can take it off.
better not date that one of your best friends. It's probably inappropriate. Yeah, I hate that shit. Yeah, I could tell.
Take off the fit.
We turn off this shit.
Hey, what up? What up, everybody? This is the homie.
Damn.
And this is...
Drunk driving.
Drunk driving. Yes, that is the topic for today, because right now me and Vineet are driving on the road right now. And we're just kind of booze cruising.
I woke up today and my BAC was 0.1. So 12% of my blood when I woke up was alcohol.
Last night it was around like
40% almost.
It was at what? 30 what?
0.391.
That's almost 40%. That's almost alcohol poisoning.
It is literally 0.01 off from alcohol poisoning.
We went pretty crazy last night. I'm not even gonna cap with you, bro.
We did.
We did exactly what we said we were gonna do, bro. We finished all the handles. Damn. Oh shit.
What?
I forgot. I still have alcohol.
Really?
I have a flask back there.
Oh yeah. Well, that's like older alcohol that I was saving, but you can have it.
What do you mean?
That was older alcohol.
Like it's nice?
No, it's nice, but it's like, that wasn't like slamming alcohol. That's like savoring the taste of alcohol. A little bit of soda, a touch of soda.
I got you. And we don't have soda right now.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to bring it.
But yeah, bro, we can just talk about the entire trip so far. We're just not playing music, bro.
Why?
Because we're doing a pod, and that's annoying as fuck. No, bro, what's it called? You want me to talk? I'm gonna talk. Listen.
Such a coon.
Do you want me to go back to being on my phone?
No.
Okay. So, bro,
yeah.
Talk about the trip so far. I came in on Friday. Tell me what were your thoughts going into this trip?
We're getting fucked up. And we did that. And I'm doing something very stupid right now.
You're not drunk right now. You're fine.
I'm not drunk, but I am, like, put myself in a tricky position.
What?
With the law. I'm not worried about, like, me getting back to Houston. What if the law knows we're going back to Houston?
Nigga, they don't know, bro.
They won't know.
Huh?
They won't know.
I know, so stop worrying about it, bro. You need to stop worrying about things that you can't help.
We could have helped it by not buying alcohol.
We can't help
how about,
it, dude.
How about, like, after we, like...
Drink them all?
No, we drink, like, two, put four in the very, very back. And then
what the fuck is the matter? No, I don't want to drink alcohol when we get to Houston, bro.
No.
This is a booze cruise. We have 4 fucking hours.
You're not the one driving. Do you want to drive? I'll let you drive. I'll pull over right now. You'll drive.
You actually want me to drive?
Do you
want to
drive?
I can if you want me to.
How drunk are you?
No, I'm not drunk at all. But the thing is, you wouldn't let me keep drinking. That's what I'm saying.
I'd probably let you drink.
What's it called? I can drive, but if you really think you're, like, you can't
handle
the alcohol.
Wait till this, like...
If you can't handle the alcohol.
No, it's just, like, the alcohol's, like, making me, like, more tired, almost.
Yeah, same, bro. I'm tired as fuck. I'm over here. That's why I was trying to chill on my phone, bro, but you said you wanted to talk. Cheers, bro. What?
I gotta wait till the speed goes down to 70.
To hit your vape? Does it make sense? For real?
No, I'm trying to maintain 70 or 65. Oh, the speed limit's 75 now. We're good.
Ed.
Yeah.
Look.
You do that too?
I love doing that.
I want to listen to music now.
Okay, are we gonna end this 4 minute long podcast?
It's only been 4 minutes. Fuck.
No.
Dude, those nuggies look pretty good back there. Those for your dad?
Yeah.
What are they actually? They're not nuggies.
No, they're like...
Dude, like, we had the best fucking chicken nuggets of our life last night. Let me tell you, bro. How, dude, did you like them?
At Grant's crib, yeah.
I think it's just maybe because we were drunk as fuck, but when I was eating them...
They literally bought the nuggets as drunk food.
Oh, it was so good, dude. Bruh.
What?
Is the man going to stay the night?
Probably is.
Tonight or, like, tomorrow?
Whichever night. Did you end the pod?
No.
No!
I'll go back on my phone.
Why don't we talk and listen to music?
Because I don't want to do that. I'm tired.
No, I need you to do it.
I can talk with you. I can talk with you.
If I'm taking a risk.
But you're not taking a risk. You stop drinking.
We have open containers. It doesn't matter. That's the rule is, like, you can't have any open containers.
Then why don't you just chug the whole thing?
No. So then you'd be, like, fucked up and drive.
You're not going to be fucked up from downing one Smirnoff.
No, because I already have BAC. I already have a high BAC starting
true.
Off.
True. Just stop worrying about it, bro. Just chill out, bro.
Shut the fuck up, Gibson. I want you to kill yourself.
If I killed myself, Benny, you wouldn't know what to do.
We finally made it down in 2 hours.
Dead ass already?
2:58, yeah.
What time we leave?
We left at like 12, right about 12.
Damn. Shit, time flies when you're fucking fucked. Hashtag gets raped. Hashtag beneath booty hole gets gaped. Hashtag little fucking bitch. Hashtag little 5-year-old in a ditch. Damn.
Hashtag no bars.
Hashtag how far?
How?
Hashtag retard. Give me your best retard. Dude, okay, that's a fun thing we can play. That will get us, like, not tired at all. But you gotta be down to be autistic.
What?
Do you want to play the retard game?
No.
It's something me and Mike made up when we were fucked up in spring break. Like,
what y'all make up?
Retard game. Okay, you ready? Okay, your turn. Wait, no, we made this game up in the barn. Do you remember that? At Homie Hang Week 4? Do you remember? Stop, bro. Do you remember in the barn?
I won.
Yeah. Do you remember part? You ready? No, you didn't win. We have to, like, honestly, like, say, like, who does better. Okay, you ready? I think mine was better.
No, I think mine was better. Yours wasn't realistic. Yours was, like... Another retarded person trying to make fun of a retard. Mine was like...
Actually
based on true facts.
Mommy.
Mommy. Okay, get off of me.
Mommy.
You're about to get punched.
I want to get the milky jelly.
You're about to get punched.
Mommy. Mommy.
Fuck up. I'm done playing the retard game. You fucking ruined the retard game.
I was too retarded.
Yes,
I won
I know.
The whole game. I want the whole
Can we talk and listen to music, please? Bro, I need some background noise, because it'll stimulate my brain. Dead deer. You saw that dead deer on the side of the road?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
We could have taken that back.
What'd you say?
We could have taken that back.
Taken what back?
The deer.
To the rooster?
Yeah, throw it in the back of the car. How'd it get there? I don't know.
I think my BAC is coming back up, dude. I think it's like awakening. No shit.
No.
You don't want to
know
shit?
No.
We're on the first fucking pier.
I don't care.
I always knew this motherfucker was a fucking quiddo.
I will drink those tonight.
Every single day he rub my dick like a clitto. A wrist. Every single day he trying to hit me up on that disc. Turn that fucking volume up.
Nigger!
I'll end the pod.
Holy shit.
Say goodbye to the pod, bro.
Fuck niggers.
Bye.
Because they're black. You're actually autistic.